Good day, everybody. This is Mike Suslow with your Friday, June 28th, late session grain market update. USDA threw another shocker to the corn trade, pushing June 1 planted acres above March's estimate by nearly 200,000 acres, as well as above last year's total figure, even though record planting delays were seen during late May, early June in a wide swath of the U.S. Corn Belt. With the 97.4 million planted, USDA pushed acres above any private trade estimates from newswires, so this number was clearly negative and bearish to the market. SEP and DEIS corn contracts continue to carry 4 to 4.5% losses on the session, with December futures now down to its lowest level since last June, right before the drought hit the markets. From where I sit, everybody, the reaction to this report by producer clients since the report has been issued and colleagues in Chicago is eerily similar to the way it was last June at this time. Although wheat and beans received mostly favorable reports, the negativity in corn has created spillover pressure across the whole grain futures sector. Traders I've been in contact with since USDA's numbers were released continue to grapple with the idea that the prospects of a 2.2 billion bushel new crop corn carryover, why should they be buying or try to bottom pick wheat or bean markets right now? In fact, in the aftermath of the report, the July wheat corn spread has taken July corn 12 cents premium to July wheat, starting to turn the wheat in Chicago more into a feed grain again. November beans have also felt the pressure from the DEIS corn, with the no bean DEIS corn ratio already extending in favor of the beans. On the ratio, November beans have fallen in sympathy with December corn today to below their 200-day moving average, down nearly 1.5% on the session going into the close. For more information, go to globalanalytics.biz. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures. Have a great day, everybody.